A note about a recent segment on this show. Last week, we talked about the Church of Scientology's expansion into the state of Georgia. A new church opened last month in Metro Atlanta, and we spoke with local Scientologist Joseph Bell about what that means for him as a member. We also spoke with Tony Ortega. He is a longtime journalist who's researched and written about Scientology for years. But the information Ortega shared with our audience did not sit well with John Sugg. Sugg made many claims that our coverage was unethical and inaccurate. He questioned our editorial decision to book Ortega, who Sugg says is a propagandist paid to bash Scientology in the media. Here is Ortega's response to that accusation. Quote, "My resume as a journalist is not in doubt. I was employee of the New Times chain of newsweeklies for 17 years, including editor-in-chief of The Village Voice. I left The Voice in 2012 to write a book about Scientology. I'm now executive editor at The Lip TV, an internet TV startup. As for the website that I maintain about Scientology, The Underground Bunker, it takes in a small amount of donations from readers with the use of PayPal, like so many other blogs." End quote. One statement of Ortega's made on the show can be called into question, though. He said this.
My sources include top former executives who had access to enrollment documents. And they tell me that at its greatest height, around the year 1990, Scientology had about 100,000 people around the world. I just talked to an executive who left just 2 years ago who said that, and he also had access to enrollment documents. And he said that number is down now to less than 20,000 people around the world. It's a tiny organization.
But an economic study by Florida State University in 2014 found about 10,000 Scientology parishioners currently reside in the Tampa Bay area, and more than 9,000 others paid long-term visits to the church in that city in 2013. The FSU study survey also says, quote, "It is expected those current numbers will increase given the recent opening of the Flag Building, providing additional specialized religious training and counseling services on November 17th, 2013, end quote. John Sugg also took issue with Tony Ortega's statement that church membership is mostly white. We're unable to refute or verify that claim without more demographic information, which is not currently available from the church. But church member Joseph Bell of Atlanta said this.
Man, these are good times right now, because I was in Scientology back in the day when there was hardly nobody black. What I like to see now is that I'm not the only black person. There are a lot of black people that know about this.